Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
All right, let's welcome in Brian Baldinger. We are joined right now by Odyssey NFL Insider Brian Baldinger, host of the Best Football Show podcast. Insider Calls brought to you by Nationwide for your insurance and financial needs. Nationwide is on your side. Why don't we start there, Baldy? Off of that dreadful, miserable performance last night, who would you want to see be the next head coach of the New York Football Giants?
I know Steve Spagnuolo would be a pretty good choice to me. Like, all he does is put together great defenses, won a lot of Super Bowls, very organized. Spags would be a guy that I would be interested in.
What about Belichick? His name has come up a lot. I know you love him. At this point, would you hire Belichick to be the HC of the NYG?
I might try to go a little bit younger, you know, honestly. Nothing against Bill. I don't know if he wants to leave North Carolina. I don't know that you could pry him away from that school right now. He seems pretty committed to it.
Really?
But I'd probably pick up the phone and have a conversation. I'd like to see, you're talking about the staff. Like, is he going to go get Dante Scarnecchia and go get, go get all the guys, you know, Gerard Mayo and go get Pepper and, you know, go get Josh McDaniels to call plays. I mean, I'd like to know what the staff is going to look like because it wasn't very good at the end.
Yeah.
And that was a big part of, you know, them really on decline.
Yeah, for sure. All right. So Baldy, what about McCarthy? I know he's not Belichick, but he's younger. He's won a lot. He's won in multiple spots, high profile spots. Even won some games when Dak got hurt. I'm not saying he's a home run, but he's solid. You think the Giants really consider him?
Yeah, they should consider. I think they should consider guys that have won and have a winning pedigree. And obviously had a great run in Green Bay and didn't do bad in Dallas. Won, you know, didn't do well in the postseason, but, you know, they got to the postseason and they won a lot of games. And so, you know, he's always looking at the offenses in this league, always looking at ways that they can improve, and whether it's pre-snap motions or formations, you know, the type of plays that work right now against certain coverages. I mean, I think, you know, he's going to be pretty innovative. They're going to be able to run the football. They're going to be committed to the running game with Mike. He's always had that as part of a foundation of what he does.
Yep. All right, so, Baldy, let's get to the Abdul Carter stuff. All right, so, you know, you make a mistake, all right, you're late, whatever happened the first time, shouldn't happen, but it does. They're humans, corrected quickly, and make sure it doesn't happen again. Instead, he does the exact opposite. He does it again and shows no remorse post-game. So that's a real problem in terms of either how he's wired or maybe a foreshadowing to his future as a pro, and then I want you to comment on that. But I think almost as big of an issue is that there's no internal leadership, peer-to-peer leadership, is a powerful thing, as you know. And it seems like these veterans in the locker room, I know that Carter's got to take the blame for his actions, but I don't think that they've got a real stable leadership core there because it keeps happening. Is that unfair?
Yeah, no, I mean, when I saw that he didn't start, he's sitting on a bench, that's a problem. Like, I want to like Abdul. I've gotten to know him a little bit. I want to like him. I want to see him develop. But that's not the way. What he's doing is wrong. It's just flat out wrong. You have to be committed. Well, look at the great players. Like, Will Anderson was the third pick in the draft. That guy changes the game every Sunday. Nobody plays harder. That's what he should be. And if you were probably playing in Houston with Danielle Hunter, Will Anderson, that's what he would become. I do agree that the locker room has to be, it has to be like that. It has to be peer pressure. You can't get away with it. But it's obviously, it's not run that way. There's now that they don't have that type of leadership there. And so that's got to come from the coach then, because it's not coming from the players. But you hope that it would come from the players and that they would police it themselves, and they would pick him up by the scruff of his neck when he's late for a meeting and literally let him know about it. And that's not happening. So I want him to be a self-starter where that never has to happen. But obviously, two times is a trend.
Yep.
It's going in the wrong direction.
BT and Sal on the Fan. We're talking with Brian Baldinger. Insider calls brought to you by Nationwide for your insurance and financial needs. Nationwide is on your side. How about the production, Baldy, with Abdul Carter? I'm offended by the lack of discipline or lack of care about being there with the team on time, whatever. But what's the explanation for why he's not registering any impact on whether it's Sunday, Monday nights for the Giants?
Yeah, he made a couple plays yesterday. Ball got out fast. I'm not defending him. Like, I think he has to play harder. You know, I got to see more power than what he has demonstrated. He's got movement. He can slip blocks. Like, he's, you know, I mean, that's why he was drafted so high. But I got to see, when the ball's thrown to Hunter Henry 30 yards down the field, I got to see better effort to get after the ball. Like, I just got to see it, you know. And I didn't see a sprint to the football, especially if you didn't play the first quarter. You'd think that you would be the hardest working guy out there on the field, and that wasn't the case.
Mm-hmm. You know, I think that Dart is a better athlete than Drake May, although I think Drake May, you know, extends the pocket, whether he's stepping back or stepping up or going side, you know, a little half a foot just to give himself some room. I think he's amazing at that. But I guess my question is there that much different in talent? Like, if Drake May was on the Giants and you had Jackson Dart with the Pats, is there a big difference?
In the actual talent, no. I don't think there's a big difference.
Okay.
I think they both played a lot of college football. They both have, you know, similar size. Jackson might be a little faster. I don't know. I mean, this is very similar. There just is an accountability in New England that the way that they function in the quarterback is part of that, but it is also a part of why they function so well. And, you know, obviously Jackson has had – no foundation like that. Coaches fired and all the stuff that's happened. But I talked to Jackson. I talked to Drake a couple weeks ago before a game, and he was just telling me, man, Baldy, if you saw.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
What we have to do every day, like what we're accountable for and how we're held to be accountable for just every little detail. And that's where the success lies. They make it look easy. They make everything look easy last night. But that's what happens when everybody is doing what they're supposed to do. And you didn't even know that's a backup left guard. That was a backup left tackle in there last night. I mean, guys that I didn't know that were even still in the league, but were playing at a good level.
Yeah, and yet they just dominated the football game. How about Dart's style of play, Baldy? It's a fine line between letting a player be himself and maximizing his skill set and his attitude, but also teaching him to be smart. I mean, he got de-cleated last night trying to get the first down out of bounds. That to me is just a stupid play. And Dart afterwards saying basically he's not going to change, go back and watch my high school film. What about his style of play?
Well, he's not going to survive. Nobody does. Steve Young ran like that, wild, when he first took over. I mean, we're going way back. But nobody, I mean, Troy talked about it last night. You're not going to survive in this league. Christian Ellis isn't even a starting linebacker and knocked the living hell out of him. But that's what every linebacker in the league would be looking to do. Like, he's going to stay in bounds. He's not going out. They're going to go take their shots. And it was a legal shot. It was shoulder to shoulder, and he sent him flying. Now, Jackson popped right up. Great. But nobody at that position, Mike Vick, I don't care. Pick a guy. Nobody's surviving in this business running reckless like that. That's just not smart.
Can't do it.
And he's got to learn how to protect himself. And I don't care if he ran like that in high school. They're not hitting them like that in high school.
Yeah, high school.
And they're
high
not hitting
school.
Them like that in the SEC.
Yeah.
He's got to change.
Yeah.
Well, so how? We could say that he's got, is that just on the coach to teach him the right way? Is he going to learn eventually? How do you get from where Dart's at and his mental or his mindset, his mental attitude right now? How do you get that to change?
Well, I mean, hopefully, you know, you get Malik Nabers out there, you get some elite players that can go win, you know, and get the ball out of his hands on time where he's not holding it. And he feels like he's the only guy that can convert that third down. Like, I got to do it. We're not going to do it. And so, you know, you hope that if you get elite talent, Hunter Henry, Stephon Diggs, you look at what they have in New England right now. I mean, that quarterback isn't looking to run. He will do it. He'll run for a couple first downs a game, but he's not looking to do that. The ball's getting out of his hands on time. And so you hope that if you surround him with much better talent and guys that can win and you trust that, he's not going to hold the ball and have to run like that.
Hey, by the way, is Drake May the MVP right now? Stafford coming off a bad game?
Well, I mean, he doesn't turn the ball over. He's thrown 23 touchdowns, and they've won 10 in a row. They're the hottest team in football. Like, you know, you would think that maybe Jonathan Taylor, or you sneak a running back in there, you know, if they continue to win. But they're the number one offense in football. But you have to – he's in the conversation of the top three or four guys
100%.
Right now. The throw to Kayshon Boutte is an absolute, it's a pearl.
Yes.
It's an absolute pearl in that throw.
Yeah. And by the way, Dart had one too, if Theo Johnson could have made that
play.
Yeah,
no question.
That was a good throw. So a good way to become competitive, you know, button up special teams, don't turn the ball over, reduce penalties, all things that Aaron Glenn's Jets, Baldy, are suddenly starting to do. Now, when they were 0-7, I mean, people were calling us up saying they hired the wrong guy, he should be fired. So let's not go nuts the other way and say that they've got the Super Bowl winning coach in their building. They may or they may not. But he has really stabilized this. And I think even more than that, he has shown a resilience that is necessary to lead a team like the Jets, who's been in the wilderness for so long, out of the darkness. Talk about Glenn, what you see.
I see that. They won 3 of the last 5 games. They're 3-2 over the last 5 after starting 0-7. Special teams is a strength. Like I always say this every year. You want to win 2 games because of special teams. You definitely don't want to lose 2 games. They lost the Pittsburgh game because of special teams. Isaiah Williams is much better than Xavier Gibson. That's an upgrade. I believe that this Adonai Mitchell can be a real player. Mm-hmm. He is an elite talent. Like when he came out of the draft, he was a top 30 player. He scored in the 52-yard touchdown, ran right by the corner.
Yep.
I think that guy has a chance to be really good. The offensive line has improved. Now, they didn't play great. That's a pretty good front in Atlanta. They didn't play great on Sunday, but it is becoming more cohesive. They're the only team in the league that has started the same 5 guys 12 weeks in a row. So for the first time, however they're practicing, however they're doing it, like we used to see guys get hurt every week on that group for years. Like they're going to start their 13th straight week together. Like, so maybe the way they're practicing is a little bit different than what they've done in the past in a good way.
Yep.
And so I do see improvement. We're seeing guys that, you know, weren't in this league to start. Juwan Briggs has been a real, you know, a real pleasant surprise. But the special teams is a strength to this football team right now.
Yep.
And you got to like, okay, all right, this is one way to win a game. And they won it because of their special teams the other day. The kicker, the operation was perfect. It was excellent. You know, the Giants wish they had a kicker, just a kicker, you know, that could actually kick, you know, like, and not be embarrassed.
Yep. So, the Jets may win another game or two. They're not going to be picking top 3 or top 4. Work this scenario through with us here. Let's say they're picking 6 or 7. Right now they're 6. They've got wide receiver 1 in and they might have wide receiver 2. They have tight end 1. They've got running back 1. They got a couple of good old linemen, obviously. 6 picks, 7. And they've got to look at the draft more thoroughly, but what is the with that kind of a pick if it's not a quarterback, what position do you think the Jets need to target most? Safety? Corner? Where do they go?
safeties don't ever get drafted that high.
Oh, unless you're the Jets, like idiots, like Jamal Adams.
Jamal Adams, yeah. Who's basically a strong side linebacker. Yeah. I mean, you're always looking at pass rush. You're always looking at corner. I mean, you're going to get an elite corner. Like, Christian Gonzalez is a top 10 pick, and he's an elite player. Like, every week, he's the best defensive back on the field. But, you know, you're going to get – you're going to need a number one corner. Azaria might become a good player. But, you know, you're picking top six or seven. You want to get yourself a game changer, and that's either usually pass rusher or corner.
Bull, do you think the NFL is better with the parity? BT and I were having this conversation yesterday. You think it's better with the feeling of anybody could go out there and get to the Super Bowl and win a Super Bowl, or you like it having the dynasty being, you know, in the postseason, having a team try to knock them off?
Well, I think it's good this year that Chicago is relevant and playing really good football. New England is back. Seattle is really good. Carolina can go beat the Rams, you know, because, you know, two red zone turnovers. You know, it really swung the balance, and, you know, they were able to make a couple plays. I like it. I think right now nobody knows anything. You know, it's a week-to-week league. Does Cincinnati at four wins somehow win out and overtake Pittsburgh and Baltimore? Like, I think there's a lot of intrigue coming down the stretch right now. Can Dallas, who was dead in the crypt 3 weeks ago, looks like they're unbeatable right now. So I like the way it's set up right now because – nobody can predict anything.
You think Kansas City gets in?
No.
There you go, so. Baldy. Yes. I'm with you.
And that, I'm with you with the parity, Baldy. I like it, but it's bad for everybody if Kansas City doesn't find a way to at least get in the playoffs.
Yeah, well, they play the Chargers in 2 weeks, and that's going to, you know, one of those two teams is going to get bounced out in that game. That's week 15. One of them is going to get bounced out.
Thanks, Baldy. We appreciate the time as always.
Yeah. You got it, guys. Take care.
That was Odyssey NFL Insider Brian Baldinger, host of the Best Football Show podcast, Insider Calls, brought to you by Nationwide.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.